Opposition Senator Crystal Drakes has sounded a note of warning about Barbados possibly falling into a debt trap. She was speaking as the Senate discussed the country's latest appropriation bill.
Mr. President, the fiscal deficit for last year is being now reported, or this financial, the end of this financial year, 2020-2021, is $1.047 billion. What was originally budgeted at the beginning of the financial year was a deficit of $265 million, a difference of $781 million than anticipated. And, sir, we had to therefore rely on external funding sources to make up this shortfall from the IMF, from the IADB, CDB, and the like. This year, the government is expected to run a fiscal deficit of $782 million. And based on the estimates of revenue and expenditure for 2021-2022, it is seeking to get that financing from external sources, $447 million, and non-project based, which is not commercial, $250 million. On the domestic side, government is seeking to finance this deficit by seeking to raise $334 million, of which $292 million will be sourced from financing, which is not debentures, bonds, treasury bills, the usual financial instruments we know that government seeks to implement when they're trying to raise capital. Sir, I have not heard from the government, both on the external side and the domestic side, where this financing is possibly or likely to come from, and also what is the possible cost of this financing. Sir, because the size of the debt that we are incurring is one thing, but the profile is also equally important, because the level of interest that we will possibly be paying for this debt, along with the repayment period, is also equally important. And I think once we are finding ourselves in a position where we're running these types of deficits, it would be prudent that the government also articulates where it intends to get this financing from. So, sir, I quietly sound an alarm that falling into a debt trap, sir, could be possible, because what we are seeing is a ballooning of the fiscal deficit, not necessarily because of increased expenditure, which is interesting, because the difference between what was approved last year and the revised amount for this financial year, is only $147 million. So government, more or less, despite the supplementaries and everything else, has capped their expenditure. Where the issue lies is the fall in government revenue, $633 million less than anticipated. And the problem then lies in, if you have an economy that the economic activity is so severely depressed, there aren't many ways by which you can raise revenue, because anyone would tell you that will just make the situation worse. So when you find yourself in a position like where we are now, where economic activity has declined last year by 18%. It is anticipated to grow by less than 5% this year. And you find yourself running these large deficits and you're constrained fiscally by what you can do, then it leads you to that position where you are financing these deficits through debt.
Opposition Senator Crystal Drakes. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.